I'm at Jack Brown Stadium, and I am with Tom Gould. Many of you know that name. You know who he is, and he's got AgriLime in his shoes right now as we speak. How you doing, Tom?
Very well, Joel. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
You know, here's the thing. Everybody makes choices in life, but those kids you raised, you got some issues there. Fair?
Very much so, yeah. They can make some bad choices.
Tom's son is Jeff, who's my co-pilot in all of those state basketball tournaments, and I've known his daughter Tessa for a lot of years. Tom, this stadium, I mean, I don't know what to say. You've put a lot of work, and the men around you, it means as much to all of you guys, but, you know, to be able to showcase it on at a state tournament like this, you know, when you see this and you see these young ball players come, what do you think of?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of memories of our own playing, you know, careers here, and just hope that these kids appreciate what a great facility this is. My good friend Artie Brown once said, you know, like if you live in Fargo, Moorhead, they go to the lake. This is kind of our lake. This is where we go. So,
well, what I like is, you know, it's got that feel like it always did, and you could say, well, yep, that's it, that's it. And yet you're still improving it. There's some things here that are like, wow, they put even more money into this. I mean, there's a lot of things around this ballpark that weren't here a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the bleachers here on the first base side. The other ones were just getting old and really kind of falling apart, and put together some individuals. Probably, I don't know how much this thing cost, but it was a lot of money, you know, and it's just such an upgrade. And it's a chance, if you look around, you see some of the seats. People put their names of deceased or friends that they've played here, and it's just really cool that way.
You know, the other part is it's outside. It's for guy old baseball players like you, what was it like ever going to the Metrodome? Did it just feel, I know the Twins won it a couple times, but this, you could smell it this morning. You could just, this is a baseball park.
Right, like you said, when we got here, the birds are singing, and it just, you know, it just makes you feel good. And my memories of the Metrodome, I personally did not like the place at all. But I'm not a Twins fan either, so that's beside the point.
So a state tournament like this, when they come to a town like Jamestown, it isn't exactly your first dance, but how do you get ready for it? How do you make sure that these kids have the same experience that we all did growing up in Jack Brown?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate. I've got good people that work with me. And then like Doug here, Doug's really good. If I need something, Doug finds a way to get it for me. If I need AgriLime, Doug finds a way to get it, or, you know, just some of those things. So I'm just blessed that I have really a good crew of guys, and they want to make it. These guys are all guys that have played here, and they have a lot of appreciation for the field, and they want to make it look good for everybody that comes here. So
how do you afford it? How do you make, I mean, you know, when I think of Jamestown, I think of a big town because the town I grew up in at 100.
Yeah.
You know, we went to Hankinson and we wish we would have had a street light so we could claim we were a bigger town, right? I mean, you come to Jamestown, it's what I call a big small town.
Right.
Or a small big town is probably the way to put it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of expense to a ballpark like this.
Yeah, there definitely is. We've been lucky, and, you know, just to give props to Jeff and Tessa, they've done a really good job of fundraising. And we've had some guys like that have been very benevolent to us. Darren Erstead, of course, comes to mind right away. Jeff Young, some of these guys that. And if you look at the wall over there, all the people that have donated for the dugouts and for the batting cages that are state of the art. People come here and it's like, wow, that those batting cages are second to none.
Yeah, well, it shows. And maybe that's why the state tournaments are always looking to be here. In terms of amateur baseball, I was kind of whining earlier, and whining is the right way to put it, that, you know, the small towns like the ones I grew up in, you know, my dad's team, Manador, came here to play. And I would, you know, they made the state tournament twice. And I was like, thought we had died and went to heaven as a little kid, you know. We never did that. I mean, when I got to the age where I was playing, softball had kind of taken over in those small towns. And I was always so jealous. You know, I was always so jealous of the teams that got to play baseball.
Right.
And yet, you found out they could. I mean, Weimer put together an amateur team.
Very good.
Looking back, I don't know why the heck we didn't focus on that more.
Yeah, you know, baseball is a commitment. You know, it's like you're going to have to drive someplace to play, you know, and that's an expense. Softball, you know, it's great. It's a good sport, but it's easy. You can drive up to Hillcrest and play a doubleheader, and in a couple hours, you don't have to go anywhere. But baseball is tough. We're battling every year to keep it going. And it's been, we've been increasing our numbers, which is nice. Fargo's now getting some teams together. Our problem is we get nothing from, you know, Minot and Bismarck. They just, they're doing other things. I mean, okay. They're playing softball or stuff like that. But I remember playing many years ago, we had what was called the Six-Star League, and Minot had a great team. You know, there's six really, really good teams. It was so much fun. But that, I guess, times change.
Yeah, well, they change in this case. Not for the better.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wish that a lot of these young people, I mean, we're going to talk to some folks that, barring injury, probably might have been playing some pro ball, but the fact of the matter is you go to a baseball game, it's a whole lot different than going to a softball game. It's a whole lot different.
It definitely is, Joel. Absolutely.
Nobody's thinking about taking a beer right on the field.
Or right? Smoking a cigarette on the mound.
Yeah, exactly. Stick around, Tom Gould, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna have a lot of what you just heard. We're going to get a chance to visit about a lot of things and things that are going to bring back some memories for many of you. I've been visiting by cell phone with my Uncle Kenny, who was one of those ball players that was on that old Manator team, and I asked him about the state tournament, and they won the state amateur softball tournament, and he mentioned that. I said, oh, no, I'm talking about baseball. Well, then you could tell in his fingertips as he texted how much more excited he was. You could just tell, Tom, that he was like, oh, yeah, well, we went there in this year. And
so, I actually remember the Manator teams that used to come.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It was cool. Well, my old man was the one at third cussing the boys out.